barn.
No, sir, I don't have a keg. But I bet you there's some people that would have them.
Probably the antique buyers.
Yeah. Or, people used to use them and cover them and use them in their vanity tables, you know.
Yeah. Is that what people use?
They're round, little round ones. And they use them as the vanity dresses, you know.
Some people use these big things. I think they held milk, and that's what they use as umbrellas.
Oh, that's milk cans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If anybody that has a dairy, that's where they get them. Now, we've had two, I think.
Yeah.
She's got anything in
there. Does she just keep milking that?
Oh, no. She's got one for umbrellas, and one just sitting there painted pretty for nothing.
Right.
For ornament.
Well, did it used to just be for milk?
Yeah, just for milk. These dairies. That's sure she had to go get her from there.
Yeah, she went and got one right.
Yeah.
And then painted it. I can see her doing it. Really can. All right. Back to the barrels. What runs around the barrel?
Stay.
Okay. What holds the stay in place? Just those.
I know what you're talking about.
It runs around the barrel to hold the wood or
rings. I know it's a
something
like out of metal.
Something like that.
Rings. But I can't think of it. Stays.
What were the stays?
Stays, that's those things that just like planks going up and down. And
that's just the wood.
Uh-huh, just the wood part.
Okay, then you can't remember the name of the thing that would hold the stays in place.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen them anyway.
Is it just hoops?
Hooks. That's what it is. Hooks. Yeah.
Okay. And then what do you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Cork.
Okay. And it's made out of?
Made out of cork, called a stopper.
Okay. And back to our childhood. Your childhood or anybody's, the musical instruments that the children play with the reeds and the blown on.
One's a jute harp and the other one's a harmonica.
Okay. The one that goes up
that's
and back.
That's jute harp. My grandma played that.
Okay. What's the one where you go like this?
Oh, that's why she played that one. That one. That's
when you twang it.
Uh-huh. And that's a jute harp, ain't it?
That's the idea.
Yeah, jute harp,
Then
and this other's a harmonica.
One where you just go up
and down. Used to call it jute harp.
They used to call it harmonica?
Yeah, jute harp. Yeah.
But now there's a distinguishing feature, the jute
harp. They call it harmonica now.
Okay, I never knew that. But when you were little, they didn't make, there wasn't a name for harmonica?
No.
No, just a jute harp was called a harmonica.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. And then what would you pound nails with?
Hammer.
And okay, you have a wagon and you have the two horses. What's the long wooden piece that's between the horses?
That's a tongue, they called it.
Okay, then you have a horse that's pulling the buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
traces.
The traces. Now, what is there any other name before besides traces?
That might be, but I think of it.
Tell me what the traces are.
It's holding them. There's two of them, you know. They have these, and that keeps the horses separated, you see.
Okay.
That's what they're for.
How about shaves?
Shaves. That's the shaves, yeah. That's the thing that, like you push them in the shaves, you know, pulls the buggies, the wagons.
Okay.
The buggies have
the traces and the shafts aren't the same.
No,
thing.
Uh-uh.